That's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
We'll start, though, on the other coast, the left coast and Southern California. So dreamy. Los Angeles there at a local Target in Los Angeles. Guy was apprehended for shoplifting. And actually, the only quote, I don't have the gentleman's name that was pinched for this, but we do have what he was wearing and the officer's description of it, who said, during a very enlightening chat after handcuffing the alleged, he proudly declared he was coming out of retirement as a career shoplifter.
Oh, and look at that.
Top it all off, he was wearing a shirt that says, can't stop the crooks. I think we did.
Dum, 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 dum.
We did.
So there are a few things in life as fun as a hot tub party. But the first rule is you need to be invited. Mm. Achilles Reinhardt did not get the memo and jumped on in at a home in Saranac Lake, New York. Understandably, the family was pretty shocked when they looked through the living room window and saw him enjoying it in all of his natural splendor.
Sure.
Now facing several charges because he not only broke into the home, he also stole an e-bike on his adventure. Hopefully he was wearing pants for that.
Well, I mean, it gets hot in the hot tub. Don't make you sweat.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go to Stafford County, Virginia. I hear it's lovely this time of year, but right there at a local mall in Stafford County, Virginia, I do declare, Shane Williams was arrested after he fled but was tackled by a Panera employee in the parking lot. I can't imagine that's something you want on your record.
Intimidating.
Who caught you?
Panera.
Barry, who worked at Panera. Mm-hmm. He was the bread boy.
Jocelyn.
Well, Panera was angry, and they realized pretty quickly that Shane tried to pay for his broccoli cheese soup bread bowl with counterfeit fake funny money. Deputies found more than 50 more fake $50 bills and fake IDs on him once they showed up. And poor little Shane Williams facing multiple charges and currently in jail without bond. What are you in here for? I faked my way to a bread bowl.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's hardcore.
Have you had the bread bowls?
It's like a tear.
I mean,
you get
yeah.
Don't you get a teardrop tattoo for that?
I think so. Yeah,
bread
or
bowl.
A spider web. I can't keep straight. Crazy new flavors of ice cream out there right now. Banana fudge from Blue Bell. Strawberry Trace Leches for Baskin-Robbins. And in beautiful East Nashville, it is Velveeta ice cream. Fans say it's salty, creamy, yellow, and surprisingly delicious. The idea is the brainchild of Chef Colby Russavong, and the restaurant is called Bad Idea.
I'm going to reserve judgment for this.
Mm-hmm.
It could go very, very bad.
I'm judging
but
it
I kinda
all day
want
long.
It.
No.
All right.
Mm-mm.
Well, we'll give
shame.
You a shame.
No, you get a shame. You get a shame.
Tampa, shame. Florida woman Angela Taborda recently also caught for shoplifting. This time not at Target, but Walmart. Angela swiped about $121 worth of goods along the way, and she was arrested. And I don't know if it's procedure, but please always, law enforcement, still ask, why'd you do what you did? She said, I shoplifted because the devil made me do it. I mean, it's certainly not the other one, so I...
You may not know the name Blue Collar Brawler, but he is a fixture in Southwest Jacksonville, Florida. And a true Florida man in every scenario. That's because he is not afraid to wrestle an alligator. He made the news last week when one was spotted on the side of the highway. He came out to help local police and manhandled it right then and there. Sheriff's office says it's just another day in the Sunshine State.
Yeah, that's the barefoot dude, right?
Yeah.
He's hardcore.
He's like the crocodile hunter, but in Florida. And alive.
100 crocodiles against the barefoot guy.
Oh.
There you go.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, let us go to Kentucky. And a woman there, a mom in Kentucky, says her second grader made an order on Amazon while she had stepped away from the iPad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Showing up to the house, Mom Holly opens the door. There's the Amazon driver with 30 cases of Dum Dum lollipops.
Oh, no.
2,340 suckers. How about that? About $4,000 worth. It's the first time we've literally had a dum-dum for dum-dum.
Dum-dum, 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 dum-dum.
The circle is complete. I know.